Securing unconditional stay is very much like any immigration related task. The more preparation you make, the easier the project. Having the required information and documentation on hand from the outset will make the job that much easier for the examining officer and will help shorten the processing time. The Immigration Department advised the submission of certain documentation to support an unconditional stay application, but often, for reasons that are entirely understandable, applicants aren't able to supply a definitive compilation of the required information. The information typically required is detailed in the checklist before you. Therefore, it is possible, in the absence of a perfectly set of arranged supporting information, to submit alternate information which works towards proving that you have indeed been continuously resident in Hong Kong for a period of not less than 7 years. But 7 years is a long period of time, and in this time, Hong Kong being what it is, many things change. Circumstances develop, people frequently move home, children are born, jobs are swapped, businesses started and closed, and so on. Further, most people are not avid record keepers, so it's unrealistic to expect that 7 years of electricity bills, for example, would have been kept and be available to support an unconditional stay application. Therefore, when applying for this status, the Immigration Department are quite flexible as to what works to substantiate the claimed 7 years continuous ordinary residence. It's wise to arrange as much of the supporting documentation in such a way as to demonstrate a skeleton of 7 years continuous residence, and then use the remaining documents to put flesh on the bare bones, as it were. With both the skeleton and the flesh prepared, it's important to write a supporting letter to the Immigration Department explaining the documentation submitted, the role it serves in support of the application, and a reassertion that, notwithstanding any holes in the documentary process, Hong Kong residence has in fact maintained continuously throughout the 7 years immediately preceding the application. Spouse and dependent children over 7 years who have been in continuous residence with the principal applicant for the minimum of 7 years can piggyback their applications on that of the principal applicant. In this regard, any additional information which works to support continuous residence on the part of the spouse or the dependent children will be advantageous. There's a presumption that spouse and dependent children are resident in Hong Kong all throughout the period claimed by the principal applicant, but any supporting proof to this effect bolsters an application and may work to preempt any objections or questions which the Immigration Department might have.